Checking in with State Representative Ken Kurtz this morning. We play the Polish Festival music for you here this morning because you get to be a little bit different perspective at Polish Festival this past Saturday. Not out campaigning or anything else, just a chance to be kind of the ambassador of the state house for folks down there, right?
Well, thank you, and good morning to you, Ken. That's an awful big word, an ambassador, but you know, it's different this year, and I guess I've had a great opportunity to talk to a lot of people. Bronson Polish Festival Days was another time, and I guess I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to serve. You know, we don't live in a perfect world. There's not perfect situations, but I've been honored to be able to serve, and looking ahead, August comes up. You know, Bronson Polish Festival just gets over with, and what do we got? We've got the county fair coming up here in another couple weeks, plus an election, and looking at things in a little different perspective this time, but with a lot of cherished memories.
Well, it was interesting. I had a chance to talk to six out of the seven of them on Saturday while they were waiting to get into the parade, and one of the things we did talk about is that, and I said, everybody needs to run for office at least one time, because one, you get a different perspective, and you hear different things from people, and you somewhat get a different respect for what the system is, and what you can do, and what you can't do, and I'm sure, you know, the 6 years you've been in office, that's been part of it too, of being able to absorb all the opinions from people, the ideas of people, what people are thinking that you might not have known before you were in the state house.
Well, and that's very true. I said at a meeting just a few weeks ago with a number of the candidates, you know, from my perspective, and this is my perspective, right now you don't know what you don't know. And actually, when I look ahead at the next session, the next legislature, I'm sure they are going to be facing situations a little different than I faced when I went in. And, you know, this is a revolving situation. Government does have a purpose. You know, we can't go without a governing force to help to guide us. And, you know, I think that we all are going to endeavor to do our best to make sure we're guided in the right path. We desire that.
Plus, you got a chance to sample some of the Polish food, right?
Oh, yeah. You hit me on the, what do you call it?
The cabbage rolls, the glofki.
Yeah. Great. And I would say my wife makes a good cabbage roll. This was equal to it.
Well, good stuff. All right. Well, legislature, just a few scattered days here through the summer that you guys are actually getting back into session to do some cleanup stuff. But there's still the behind-the-scenes committee work stuff going, too, right?
Well, there is. And I'm pleased to where I was asked to serve and have done more on this policy side while we deal with have to ultimately be involved with the financial side of things. Serving as chair of the Family, Children, and Seniors Committee has been very encouraging to me, what we've been able to do to see happen and put in place for our senior citizens, and looking ahead in the plans of this population is growing, and then especially this last term, finding forever homes for children, and this is building up, and we're finding homes in adoption and foster care, and that's helping us a lot. Just having a clear path, you know, for our kids, for this next generation coming and challenging people. The other thing, I guess, you know, I wanted to just say something about the two proposals that are out there that really mean a lot to us, not only by state, but throughout the state, but also locally. And I want to come out in support for Proposal 1, which has to do with the personal property tax. Coming out of business the way that I have, I realize this has been a disincentive in a time when especially our businesses have been challenged with expansion, with creating new opportunities for business to come to our state or expand within our state, and the personal property tax area. And what we've done is to go down a path to eliminate that personal property tax, which has been on business when it comes to machinery, office equipment, all of these sort of things, that once a tax is paid on it, it just seems like we forever pay the tax continually over and over again to get rid of that. This is going to encourage business. And the other thing that I'm very strong at, it is time for us to give the attention that we need to our libraries. So, you know, I want the folks to know that, at least for me personally, I believe it's time. The libraries are are much needed, and they've taken their share of hits too along the way. We all know that, and you know, it's time to recognize that you know, we can do some very positive things for our library with the millage that's before us. So I'm encouraging people to take a good, strong look at that also.
All right, and both those issues on the ballot, one statewide and one here countywide, right, on the August 5th ballot. Ken, thanks for checking in this morning, and enjoy the rest of this summertime off, I guess, a little bit from the legislature, and we'll talk in a couple of weeks, all right?
Thank you very much. We'll talk with you later.
That's State Representative Ken Kurtz with us this morning.